Continuing debates over masks. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Biden administration is considering appealing a federal judge's order that voided the national mask mandate.
President Biden thinks it's up to Americans to decide for themselves whether or not they want to wear a face mask.
That's up to them.
The issue for the courts, does the White House's CDC have the authority to mandate masks on planes and other forms of public transportation? That federal judge in Florida says no. The White House says yes. Aboard Air Force One, Jen Psaki said public health decisions shouldn't be made by the courts. They should be made by public health experts. Justice Department says it will appeal if the CDC recommends those masks have to stay on.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Secret Service officers fatally shot an intruder today at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the U.S. in Washington, D.C. The Secret Service said the person was shot by uniformed Secret Service officers at the D.C. home following a confrontation this morning. The defense secretary has spoken with his Chinese counterpart for the first time since taking the top Pentagon post.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with China's defense chief for the first time in more than a year, ending an impasse at a time when the Biden administration is warning China not to provide military support to Russia. The call was a follow-up to a conversation between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping last month. In that video call, President Biden laid out consequences if China provides military or economic aid for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A Pentagon statement says Austin and the Chinese National Defense Minister discussed Russia, as well as regional security and U.S.-Chinese defense relations.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A British judge has formally approved the extradition of Julian Assange to the U.S., to face espionage charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of classified documents. Assange still has avenues to appeal that order. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A mother charged with conspiring to kill her children, her estranged husband, and a lover's wife refused to enter a plea to murder and other charges yesterday. Because of that, an Idaho judge entered a not guilty plea for her. Lori Vallow Daybell and her new husband, Chad Daybell, were both at the courthouse in Idaho for separate hearings. The couple faced numerous charges, including conspiracy to commit murder and first-degree murder in the deaths of Lori Daybell's 7 and 16-year-old children, as well as Chad Daybell's first wife. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tells Fox News that the federal judge's ruling voiding the national mask mandate is a win for freedom.
It was unfounded. There's no legal justification for it, and the court was right to vacate that rule.
The Justice Department has said it would appeal the judge's order if the CDC believes masks should be worn on public transportation. Police departments across the country have teamed up with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to warn people against driving high, especially today.
420 has long been a day associated with marijuana, and law enforcement knows it. Multiple agencies around the country say they will be looking out for impaired drivers. The Johnson County Sheriff's Department in Kansas, the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office in Iowa, and the Texarkana Police Department in Arkansas are just some of the agencies warning of increased enforcement activities. As part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's campaign regarding impaired drivers and marijuana. NHTSA says marijuana use has been associated with an increased risk in crashes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A man in Wisconsin had to go to the hospital after inhaling a drill bit while in the dentist chair. Tom Jozzi tells WISN-TV he was getting his tooth filled last month when he was told he had inhaled the dentist drill bit. The 1-inch long bit dropped deep into his lung, and it took a specialty device to extract it. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.